have made them another choice and they have submitted that.
Yes.
I know in my class, I think there's only two people out there, maybe three.
Right.
And it was more because of the way we treated each other.
Yeah.
Than the pay, because back then we were getting better pay.
Absolutely, and it is. It
can
has
you talk better. Some of that.
I have myself being a canine officer and a law enforcement officer. I train all the time. I train 3 days a month with the state police, with local departments. I actually work with the DEA because my dog is certified in Suboxone and Oxys, which a lot of law enforcement dogs aren't. So the DEA, U.S. Marshals, local law enforcement use me quite a bit. So I go out on the streets performing warrants and stuff like that. So I get to work with these guys, and I'm finding that the acceptance, oh, I couldn't do what you guys do. And that's what I hear a lot from a lot of the local departments and law enforcement officers. I couldn't do what you guys do. And I think it comes down to the pay disparity. They see, like, are you guys kidding me? You guys, that's what you make? You know, and it doesn't give us any legitimacy, you know.
I'm not sure if I'm talking about the hazing you used to do to each other. I'm talking about, you haven't worked here 5 years, I don't trust you covering my back until you do. And a lot of those sort of, and I used to call it militarizing
yes.
corrections.
You still have some of that within corrections, but I don't see it as a huge problem right now. The biggest things right now are we see so many people come and go. Now, even myself as an FTO, I don't even want to get to know these guys, these new people coming in, and because I know they're just going to be right out the door. You know, it's not that I don't trust them or anything like that. It's just I know if I'm going to put all my energy and focus into bringing this person along and he's gone in 6 weeks, I've just wasted all my time and effort, you know. It's tough, but I don't think you see a lot of that hazing and back and forth going on anymore. I really don't.
Yeah.
It did, absolutely. And I just don't think you see that enough anymore.
Well, thank you very much for coming today and sharing your story, and I hope you hang in there.
Yeah, I definitely will, and thank you all again for this morning.
Is there anyone else that would like, do you have more questions?
Brief question, Madam Chair.
Sure.
I wasn't quite sure if we weren't supposed to look you in the eye or your dog.
Never look my dog in the eye.
Okay.
I did want to clarify. Yes, I was the officer that did the demonstration with you guys,
I
myself
thought so.
And Ryan Austin.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you guys for taking the time to come down. A couple things. During the ACA audits, all our posts were filled. Every post. There was so much overtime going on. Those 3 days that the ACA were there, every post was filled. When you folks were down there, all the posts were filled, and you know, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So reality to when we know you guys are coming and stuff. So it's just, it's not what's true, what the true face is out there, you know, what reality is out there. And it is, when we have, they'll say we'll have five rovers on post. Two of them are on transports. We're one fight away from the facility collapsing. So We're playing the numbers game. We really are. We're playing the odds. So, and pretty soon it's going to catch up to us.
Thank you.
Thank you again. I appreciate
input.
It. Thank
Would
you.
Anybody else like to come up and speak? No.
Hey.